Hey, morning, Carl.
Sorry, I'm late.
Oh, you're not late. I'm early. Wanted to get here before you so there'd be some donuts left.
Very funny. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. So, how are things at Casa Winslow?
Crazy, Willie. Crazy.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
My blood pressure. Thanks to my daughter's love life.
Really?
It all started when my daughter came home from a date with Steve Urkel.
Isn't that a kid who blew up the science lab at the high school?
Yeah, but that was years ago. He's destroyed hundreds of things since then. Anyway, Laura and Steve came home from this dinner date.
I'm a happy guy.
Hello, Steve. Laura?
Oh, shoot, you recognize me.
Why are you two wearing? What is that you two are wearing?
It's flamingo.
But why are you wearing that?
Well, Steve always dresses to match the food he eats. And we went to El Cid tonight for Spanish food.
Okay. So how did he convince you to dress flamenco?
Flamenco!
Yes?
Well, I have something very important to ask you, Carl. Please, please, stand up, stand up.
All right. What do you want to ask me?
Well, this might come as a bit of a shock to you, so you might want to sit there.
But you just told me to stand up.
Yes, but you were already sitting. So I couldn't ask you to sit if you were already doing that. So I asked you to stand up. And that way...
Oh, will you just get on with it?
Okay. Aren't you going to have a seat?
All right. Steve, you are driving me crazy with the sitting and the standing and the flamenco.
Flamenco!
Can I see those for a sec?
Oh, sure. Here you go. Hey, aren't they great?
Yeah, they're nice.
They're looking like a great deal of them.
Now, you were saying?
Mr. Winslow, I, Stephen Q. Urkel, hereby officially and respectfully request permission to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage.
Steve, let me get this straight. Laura, my daughter Laura, has agreed to marry you?
Oh, no, not yet. I just wanted your blessing before I asked her.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
For a minute, that's...
No, not yet, no.
Well, go ahead. Ask away.
Oh, thank you, Carl. Yeah.
Well,
oh, thank
okay.
you. I can really ask her?
Yes, okay, let me go.
Oh, thank you,
yes,
Carl.
You can. Get that. Thank you. Boy, I feel so much better now. For a second there, I thought Laura had, well, lost her mind.
So Steve popped the question?
Well, now, don't get ahead of me. It's not that simple.
All right.
Of course, nothing is simple when Steve Urkel's involved. Thanks, Annie. Laura's been dating another guy for the past 3 years now. A really terrific young man. His name is Stefan Urkel.
Stefan! Hey, baby.
Oh, thank you. Why are you so dressed up? I thought we were just gonna grab some burgers. Nothing special.
Oh, every moment with you is special.
Let me just grab my purse.
Not so fast. What's the hurry?
Well, I've been starving myself all day so I'd look good in these jeans. And now that you've seen them, I want to eat.
Well, let me see them for a few more minutes. Have a seat. Now, Laura, what's my favorite nickname for you?
Francis.
That's right. And you've always been my princess, ever since the night I gave you this.
My glass slipper.
You remember that night at Disney World when you were my Cinderella and I was your Prince Charming?
I'll never forget it.
Princess, my princess, could this be yours? Perfect fit. Our winds, love. You are the sun, the rain, and the wind that flowers my soul. I love you more than life itself. Will you marry me?
Yes, I will. So romantic.
At the time, we thought we were too young to rush into marriage, so we decided to wait.
That's right.
Well, I can't wait any longer, Laura. I love you more now than I did then. Will you marry me? Well?
Well, this is so sudden. I, you know.
And you need some time to think about it.
Yes.
I'll go get us something to drink. And when I come back, we'll toast our engagement.
Flowers for Laura Winslow.
Oh, you could just put them on the sofa table. Thanks. Oh, the intake. Yeah. I'll just find some whip. Thank you.
For the world's most beautiful woman. Sorry, allergies.
Steve, they're beautiful. Why so many? Well, what the heck are you wearing?
Why, don't these clothes ring a bell?
No, but I'm afraid you lost your clinger.
Exactly 7 years ago to the day in this very room, I wore these duds while I played this song for you.
Oh, Oh, now I remember.
What are you doing?
Setting the mood, my darling. For two wonderful weeks, you and I have pretended to be man and wife. And now, on this, our last night, we can make each other's dreams come true. With a kiss.
Steve, did you eat that moldy cheese?
Don't hold back. Let yourself go. Do what you feel. I felt the earth move.
Steve, we're supposed to grade each other on this assignment. And right now, you're staring down the barrel of an F.
One kiss. A peck on the cheek. A momentary oscillation.
Forget it. I have a headache.
I thought you might say that, so I came prepared. Aspirin, baby?
Steve, I want a divorce. Go home to your mother.
My manly ardor has frightened you. That's okay. It won't happen again. I'm prepared to wait forever if need be. In the meantime, I hope you'll accept this small gift as a little memento of our two glorious weeks together.
Steve, this is really beautiful.
1/3 carat diamond with 1/10 the sparkle of your lovely eyes.
This is real? Where did you get the money for this?
From my stay-away fund. Every year, all my relatives send me money and hope that I won't visit them.
Steve, I can't accept this. It's too expensive.
But my little baguette, it was a mere $800.
$800? Are you out of your mind? This is a school assignment. It's pretend. We're not married. We're not engaged. We're not even dating. And we never will be.
But I thought you'd
like... What I'd like is for you to leave me alone.
Laura, I know I'm not worthy of you, but I just can't help loving you. It's like wanting to touch a star. You know you'll never reach it, but you've just got to keep trying.
Steve, why do you always say things like that?
These last 2 weeks have been wonderful for me. It's the closest I'll ever get to marrying you. That's why I wanted you to have this. No strings attached, just the one to my heart.
Laura, I kept this ring in hopes that one day you would accept it. Now I know I'm not worthy of you, but I love you more now than I did then. Laura Lee Winslow, will you marry me?
My God.
Hey, what's going on out here? Steve?
Stefan? Well, what are you doing here?
I just proposed to Laura.
Well, I just proposed to her. Laura?
Who do you choose?
Look, I really have to think about this.
So come on. Keep me in suspense now. Who'd Laura choose?
Well, she thought about it for 2 long days and 2 sleepless nights. Mm-hmm. finally she decided to get some advice.
Listen, I know you guys are busy, but I need some advice.
Oh, sure. I assume it's about your double proposal.
Yeah, I just can't decide between Stefan and Steve.
You're kidding, right?
No, actually, it's a much harder decision than I thought it would be.
You're kidding, right?
Daddy, Stefan is handsome and sophisticated.
Yes, he's a top model and makes a lot of money.
Stefan would make a great husband. Any girl would be lucky to have him.
Laura, what do you love about Steve?
Well, he's sweet and he's gentle. And he makes me laugh. And he's really smart. And you know, one day I think one of his crazy inventions might change the world.
Yeah, if he doesn't blow it up first.
Mom, what made you say yes to Dad?
Well, that's easy. I loved him with all my heart. And I felt I couldn't live without him.
I always thought my wife married me because I had a piano. Well, she says she loves me and everything, but I've seen her look at me. And I've seen her look at that piano.
Willie.
Yeah.
This is my story.
I'm sorry. So, what Laura decided?
Well, last year the decision was nearly taken out of her hands.
Hey, Steve.
Goodbye, Laura.
Where are you going?
Moscow, methinks.
Russia? Why?
I'm going to visit my parents.
How long will you be gone?
Forever. Maybe longer.
What's going on? Why are you leaving?
Oh, Laura, I feel so foolish. The other night, when I proposed to you, it was very kind of you not to laugh in my face.
Steve, why would I do that?
Oh, come on. There's no comparison between Stefan and me. It's like getting a proposal from Brad Pitt, and then 5 minutes later, getting another one from Mr. Bean.
Don't be so hard on yourself. I took your proposal very seriously.
You did?
I sure did.
Thank you, Laura. I'll savor that morsel when I'm sipping borscht at Starbucks in Red Square.
Steve, listen.
No, you listen, sweetheart. Stefan is the man for you. With him, you'll live an exciting, glamorous life. And you'll be with a handsome man who never falls down.
Steve!
What can I possibly offer you compared to that? A modest existence in a tiny apartment crammed with test tubes and cheese?
Steve, but how can you just leave? You told me you loved me.
I do love you. I adore you. I worship the rain that waters the grass that grows on the ground you walk on. All I've ever wanted to do was make you happy. Well, the only way I believe I can do that is if I step aside. Goodbye, Laura. I do have one favor to ask of you, one small favor. Remember me.
Steve, wait! You can't just leave.
Why not?
Because I can't imagine my life without you.
What are you trying to say?
Well, I'm saying that I love you and I want to marry you.
A toast to your new son-in-law, Steve Urkel.
Steve Urkel.